Well, let's commit this year to the Lord. Father, I thank you so much for the kings. They teach us so much, Lord. Some are great, some get killed in bed, in the bathroom, and a few other places. So it'll be an interesting year, Lord. We want you to teach us. We want your Holy Spirit to open up the scriptures to us. And we'll simply give you all the praise for what you're going to do today, for what's ahead. I definitely know that I'm supposed to be here, and I'm grateful for that. So as we look at Saul through Zedekiah, teach us, Lord, and we'll be most happy. Thank you in your precious name. Now, a couple of things I want to remind you is this is not a competition. Whatever God gives you at home is yours. You don't come thinking, oh, is my answer better than so-and-so? Don't do that. But remind yourself that this is what the people wanted. And I thought how similar that is to today. If we just had the right leadership, you know, we'd be all right. Well, the Lord is going to show all of us that there is no right leadership until he returns. And when he returns, he'll put everything in order. If you belong to him today, then you will return with him. And I think you'll have quite a bit of work for us to do, but we'll see. And if you weren't here for when I explained why we didn't do Hebrews or aren't doing Hebrews, although I've got it out at home, it's really a fulfillment of the Old Testament law. And if you've never studied any of the law, you're going to have trouble with it. Not huge trouble, but enough so that I thought the kings would edge it out for more fun. Especially some interesting, you know, Jezebel putting her makeup on. And some of these other things that we do every day and we don't even think about it. Anyway. So the lessons, I believe, are easier, but there's more reading. If you wait till the night before, you're going to have some trouble. Best to do a little bit each day, then it's not a burden. And the short answers, please go for short answers. Anyway, remember, it's not a competition. And if you don't know an answer, that's fine. If you're new to the scriptures, get somebody that isn't and work the lesson through. I think that's more than permissible. Now, how about a Bible? What kind of a Bible? Well, I have a study Bible that I work out of, and that's how I develop my questions. But use anything that you have. If you have a Living Bible, I'm not too thrilled with that, but Living Bibles will give you the you know, the bottom line, and that's what you want, something simple. And if you're more advanced, study Bibles, fine. Try to stay away from commentaries. We don't care what these men have to say. We want, what is God saying to you? And that's what's important. He wants to teach you. He wants, and he's your best teacher. So, well, why am I still doing this when my body is shot? Because some years ago, I'm not going to tell you how many, I was dragged to a Bible study. And this lady kept calling me. I had my sixth one to be born in my tummy, and the other two older ones were at grammar school, and the two after that, I'd have to take with me, three after that. And that was a lot of packing up. I'm sure they didn't really want to see me, but there I was. And I was angry with this lady because I had religion up to here, and I didn't have any answers. And here I had all these children. What was I going to do? So my husband said, you better go, or or you'll never get her off your back. So I went. It was life-changing for me, for my family, and there's several missionaries that came out of that, and a lot of interesting things. Now they're all talking about retirement. That really bothers me because makes me very old. Anyway, we're starting in 1 Samuel. And if you don't end up loving Hannah like I do, then let's talk, because she's an amazing woman. She's really the foundation of all the kings. I was dragged to that Bible study. I didn't have any answers. I had questions. Why were my parents divorced? Why was my husband killed? Why was my child born with trouble? I had a lot of whys. And so as I sat in that Bible study, I could see truth, truth, truth. And that's what addressed my life. And that's what turned it around. So I came to the Lord real quick. No. It took a year and a half, really. I was in the Minor Prophets, and then I went into John. And then I had another child. Today she teaches at St. Mary's. It's amazing to me where these kids have gone. And I'll be talking more about that next week. Yeah, religion doesn't have answers for us. But my problem was, could I trust the Bible? Was it trustworthy? And I began to see, yes, it is trustworthy. If I take this promise and believe it, God is trustworthy. Sometimes I argue with him, but especially about this year's study, it's strange for me to look back through my prayer book. I have a prayer book where I keep everything. So if you call me, I'll write it in there, your first name, and what your prayer need is. But I have no to wow. No to wow. No to wow. Yes to wow. Once I said yes to the Lord, it was so much easier. He just confirmed it and gave me real joy in my heart. It's interesting. I mean, I'm an old critter. And I think you just come to see if I'm going to fall over. Yes, you're going to make it through today. Yes. Yeah, I hope so. But you can trust the Bible, absolutely. I don't know of anything else you can trust, except Jesus wrote it, so you better trust him. Please note, when you're studying chapter 1, God wants somebody on the scene. He wants a prophet on the scene. So what does he do? He puts that into Hannah's heart. There's a real amazing principle there. Don't lose out. I don't think I had enough questions for that. So just think about it. So he put it in Hannah's heart, and she finally had a baby son. The Lord had really done that to me. I had all these questions, no answers, no scripture. We didn't have a Bible growing up. I was just thinking about that last night. I wonder how many Bibles I have in my house. I'd hate to think. I keep collecting them for some reason. So, and I read through the Bible every year. I think that's so important. How can I tell you that I'm a Bible teacher if I don't know it? However, that's debatable. I do have resources I can go to. My son who graduated from seminary is in Jordan. He's learning to speak Arabic. And he's real quick about giving answers if I need them. Just have a little fun with this lesson and do what you can, and as I say, we're not in competition. I have four lessons I was thinking of putting at the end, and maybe it's three. They are called Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. It's just the right way to answer the final thing here. However, I've gone to the hospital the last 3 years after Bible study, so I thought maybe I could impose Kate or Charlotte to teach one of those. That might be a new fun thing. When you get tired of me, they're both very good in the scriptures. And you'll say, well, look at this lesson. We have four kings. Well, if you read it, some of them only lived a few hours. And they'd get wiped out. So, put on your fun stuff and get started. Somebody asked me this morning, how many books does this cover? And I hate to tell you, 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, if you want. I don't think I've developed any questions from Chronicles. Anyway, let's ask the Lord to challenge us. Father, we're so grateful you want this study to go on. And we're grateful for the ladies that have come this morning. Lord, we want you to be our teacher. We want you to quicken our hearts. And Lord, it's very possible there's somebody here today that doesn't know you. They're going to have a tough time with Scripture until they come to know you. So I pray that this might be the day they might say yes to you. Yes, Lord, I want you to teach me. Yes, Lord, I want to be your child. Yes, Lord, I want to be in heaven with you. So we look to that, Lord, and we're excited about the fact that as our world turns against truth, that we're still hungry for it. And Lord, that happens every day for me, and I'm so appreciative. Bless each lady, Lord. I'm sure there's some that have come with heartaches and hardships. Lord, ease that burden. Help them to trust you in a bigger capacity. Just like one of my grandsons said, Grandma, why is it so hard to trust Jesus? And I said, you've got the faith right in a nutshell. It is hard. Open the scriptures to us, Lord, and we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name.